This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Now, why is it that the cities with the most restrictive gun control laws now have the fastest, higher growing murder rate out there? Why, when these murder rates begin to skyrocket out of control, do the city officials seem to believe the only possible way to curtail the rampant violence is by instituting further restrictions that only affect law-abiding people? Now, recently, it's been detailed how the murder rate in Chicago, a city with extremely tight gun laws, is spiraling higher every day. Through the last week of February, the city had recorded 95 homicides since the beginning of 2016, compared to 47, double, by the same time in 2015. The Chicago Tribune is also reporting that the number of people shot had more than doubled, with about 420 victims through February 26th, compared to 193 at the same time in 2015. It had actually doubled. Now, a report from the LAPD shows that murders in that gun control poster boy city are up a whopping 27.5% from this time last year. And double-digit increases in robbery and aggravated assault have accomplished the rise in murders. So what's the solution to such out-of-control violence largely perpetrated by young gangbangers fighting over drugs and turf? Like in Chicago, much of the murder increase is related to street gangs. According to the LAPD, out of a dozen shootings reported over one recent weekend, 10 were gang-related. And more than half of the 48 homicides in the city through February were also gang-related. So what's the solution to this out-of-control violence largely perpetrated by these punks? Well, for the California officials, the logical solution is more restrictive gun control laws. The stupidity stuns me. Stuns me. That this is, you know, we're sitting around on top of the throne of gun control, and it's failing, and people are dying. And, you know, of course, you know, sitting on the throne, I don't really care about them. All I care about is my power. So I'm just going to get more of the same. California right now, Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, who believes he's going to be the next governor of California, is pushing a package of restrictions in a ballot initiative he's hoping to get in front of voters in November. This is just one of many things they've got coming up. His, you know, in the beginning, I was concerned about his voter initiatives because they've been seen before in California and been defeated. And he's lassoed a bunch of them and brought them together, and now he's going to throw them out. There's one big pain ball for the people of California. And, you know, it's about magazine capacity and everything else. But they've got two laws being considered right now that will just basically take all the guns away. It'll outlaw gun shops and it'll outlaw gun owners. I don't even know why these are still on the books. These other two are so much better for the gun controller than these four that he's got right here. Taking away rounds capable of holding more than 10 rounds. You rank amateur. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's talk about the magazine restrictions, for example. Let's say I actually live by them. As a criminal, these are supposed to be out there, right, as a crime-fighting initiative. So let's say that I actually live out there, and as a criminal, I'm going to actually abide by the magazine limit, the number of rounds I can have on them. I'm still going to rape and kill. I'm still going to assault. I'm still going to rob. I'm just going to have to change the magazine more often. But more likely what I'm going to do is completely disregard that and leave that to you, the namby-pamby law-abiding people who actually listen to these yahoos, while I'm gut-laughing on my way to my own personal suicide because I'm probably going to die due to a life of crime at the hands of another criminal because most of you guys don't have guns out there. But, they also want to license the ammunition vendors, drastically limit the places where ammunition could be sold. That's not going to do anything about criminals. That's just going to work against regular people. He also wants to require ammunition buyers to undergo a background check before they can purchase any ammunition, which sort of sounds like they're repeating themselves, but at the same time, who do you call about that? And don't you have to create a law that says you can't own ammunition if you're a felon? Is there a law in place stating that in California already that I don't know about? None of these restrictions that they're seeking are going to affect criminals at all. They will, however, affect the law-abiding gun owner, who's not the cause of the violent crime. Runaway violence will continue to run away. It will pick up steps. It will pull away. There's a solution that's the same one that will work for Chicago and a handful of other big cities currently experiencing increasing murder rates. You could actually target the small number of violent criminals that are bent on murder and mayhem and put them in jail for a long time. Don't worry about what anybody says. Don't worry about being nice or calm or civil or anything else. Put the animals away. Oh, Bill, that's so harsh and so unfair calling these young people animals. What do you call a mechanism or a living thing that would kill its own species? Now, most of the predators, I think, do this to a certain degree, especially in lions. They'll kill their young. But who else does that besides us? Animals do it. So if you're not going to go after the animals and you're coming after the low-hanging fruit, the animals just get to feed more often and gorge themselves. Further decrease in crime could be seen if the big city officials in California and elsewhere would make it easier, not harder, for law-abiding citizens to practice their right of armed self-defense. Because criminals are not going to follow any gun laws. None of the 23,000 gun laws that are out there do they follow. They don't care about them. These are for the little people. They're for you. They consider some of these guys have these actual romantic notions that they're the last free people out there. So, they consider themselves to be free. But if you're going to, if you really want to tackle violence, you got to go to where the violent are. Sam Kinison used to say, if you're going, if there's no food where you are, you got to go where the food is. Coming to me to stop crime, taking my guns to stop crime is not going to stop crime. It's going to take my guns. I won't have them anymore. Crime will still continue. Crime would have continued if I didn't have guns because I'm just law-abiding and I'm just not sitting around doing any. I'm not involved in that. At least with this, if crime visits me, I can stop it. I have a chance to stop. It's not a default position. Not a default position at all. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Where any combination of or attempt at my name gets you the first month free. Coming out of New Jersey, where it's just never enough, you know, it's just never enough. State Senator Gary Cardinale, Republican from Creskill, says he wants to make sure there was a time back in 1974 where a distraught teenager who was ejected from a courtroom fired a gun from the street into the building, killing a 71-year-old judge and shocking 50 people in the, you know, in the courtroom. That happened, what, 42 years ago. So now this all of a sudden they want to do something about this now. I can't believe that they're talking about this, but you know. He said that today, given today's emotionally charged legal and political scene, it's now time to arm judges and public officials. He's sponsoring a bill that would allow state legislators and municipal and superior court judges to obtain permits to carry handguns if they complete at least 8 hours of public safety training. Public official wouldn't have to satisfy the state's difficult-to-meet justifiable need requirement. That is that he or she wouldn't have to prove to a local police department and then a superior court judge the firearm is needed for personal protection. So all of a sudden we're getting the class system in New Jersey, which, you know, doesn't, it's not a big surprise, but gun permits are rarely issued in New Jersey because few applications pass that threshold where they, even if you have a need, they'll say you don't have a need. So, an applicant must be able to demonstrate specific threats or previous attacks that cause a special danger to the applicant's life that cannot be avoided by other means under New Jersey law, which I guess that would mean, look, you can't have a gun, so you should just move. Heard that Georgia's nice. Alexander Ruby and the president of the New Jersey Second Amendment Society would like to see the justifiable need requirement waived entirely. But for the restriction to remain in place while being waived for public officials, he says, and I agree with Mr. Ruby, and this is completely hypocritical. Judges and politicians are generally well guarded by security and they have easy access to police, according to Mr. Ruby. And he argued they're already more likely than average citizens to pass the justifiable need test because they're friends with the judges who issue the permits. So Rubin says this is a clear-cut example of how New Jersey operates as a fiefdom. Politicians and the judges' lives, they truly believe, are more valuable than those of average citizens like you and I. The justifiable need restriction is in place to promote public safety by keeping firearms out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them, according to Mr. Cardinale, who, by the way, would qualify to have a firearm under his bill. Senator also said he's concerned about recidivism and retaliation against judges and believes the knowledge that a public official could have a firearm, whether that person actually does or not, could be enough to deter criminals. Every criminal knows that a judge is very unlikely to be armed, Cardinale said. Maybe in New Jersey. He continues, what common sense notion is that, that we're creating greater public safety by depriving judges of a right to carry? As if judges! I don't even know what people are worried about. What do you guys complain about? They're judges. The way the present legislation is worded for Senator Cardinale doesn't make any sense. He said, I don't believe that judges have a high likelihood of misusing firearms if they have them in their possession, adding that judges are trusted officials who are thoroughly vetted during their nomination processes, including background checks by the New Jersey State Police. That's not enough for Rubin, because for him, what about the whole equal thing, the whole equal, you know, equal rights and everything? He said there should never be any rights that certain elitists have, the rest of us don't. Cardinale, though, he believes this is going to curb crime. If we have a law that assures criminals that they will not be met with equal force, we're encouraging criminality. Okay. I don't know how many members are in the New Jersey Assembly. I would hazard a guess that unless there's a bunch of criminals operating where they operate, they're not going to be stopping any crimes. Likewise with judges. I mean, how many judges are in one place? If you got out there and got all of the judges in one city, do you have 50? What are the likelihood that this is the problem, that they're going to be there to intercede in a bad place? What's the likelihood they're going to be in a place where they're accosted? I do agree that if they're being threatened and everything, that does meet the need to have one. But the need, it's not about a need. It's never been about a need. It's been about a right. Something you're born with. I know this. I need to go get, I'm going to have to go find Anthony Calandra. I'm going to have to go get the gun for hire. I'm going to have to get him to come on the show to talk about that, because I'm sure he's ranting and raving right about now. Anthony is. So I'll be reaching out to him. I guess tonight I'll be reaching out to him. I'm not surprised this has happened, though. I'm waiting to see if Steve Sweeney gets one, the Senate president. I'm sure Mr. Cardinale will get one for himself as well. Although I'm very pleased. It was time for my permit to be renewed. So I went through all of the process to get it renewed, and I did it online because we're in the 21st century after all. And I called up there because mine was going to expire on the 18th of April, which is, you know, just around the corner this time. I mean, this year's flying by already. So I called to ask about it, and the guy that I talked to at SLED told me, hey, if it expires before you get your new permit, just quit carrying your gun. Like, big deal. Now, it was nice that I do know Raven, who comes in the chat room, JT, and he found out that if I printed out a copy of the number where they received everything and were starting to process, that would work as my permit. But the same day the guy tells me this, or a few days afterwards, my permit shows up in the mail. It was probably in the mail when he told me it was pending. Why can't you just do the due diligence and tell me my permit's on the way? I haven't broken any laws, South Carolina Law Enforcement Division. That's okay. It's sauce for the goose. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Yes. The other day they had a conference. Or was it a stand-up comedy routine? I don't know. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Now, NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton appeared before the City Council's Public Safety Committee for their annual preliminary budget hearing, and he was asked about the rash of stabbing incidents in the city. Number of knife attacks is up by 20% so far this year, according to Bloomberg News. Number of shooting incidents is down 12%, according to the latest NYPD crime statistics. Bratton said the PD has several initiatives focused on that, and in coming days will announce others. Stabbing has always been part of the New York City murder story. In 2012, the last time the NYPD issued its statistical brief, Murder in New York City, the department reported that 21% of murder victims had been stabbed, compared with 57% who were shot. The 2011 numbers were broadly similar compared to national statistics reported by the FBI. New York City murder victims are slightly more likely to be stabbed than their counterpart elsewhere in the country. Stabbing deaths made up only 13.1% of homicides in 2014, the last year for which those figures are available. One macabre feature of fatal knife violence in the city is that its victimology is marked by stark gender disparity. If you are a woman in New York, you have a high chance of being stabbed to death in a murder. Of the female murder victims in New York, 34% of them were stabbed, 27% were killed by a firearm. For the men, 64% were shot, and 18% were killed with a knife. So keep in mind that only one in six murder victims and just one in 15 murder suspects in 2012 was a woman. A overlooked reality of stop and frisk was that while it was debated as a gun interdiction program, it was in reality a knife recovery program. According to an analysis of NYPD data by researchers at John Jay from 2003 to 2012, Stop and Frisk collected nearly 47,000 knives compared with just 7,381 guns. That's not an argument for bringing back the broad application of Stop and Frisk, which was ruled to have been implemented unconstitutionally. It's just an indication of a threat that's always been out there. Now, it's cold comfort to those most at risk of being hurt by a knife-wielding criminal, but research appears to indicate that people who are stabbed have a better chance of surviving than people who are shot. Study of emergency room cases in Philadelphia from 2003 through 2007 found that one-third of people with gunshot wounds died compared to 7.7% of people who had been stabbed. A much earlier study covering 12 years ending in March of 1984 found that even people who had been stabbed in the heart had a death rate only half as high as people who had been shot there. I feel warm and cuddly just thinking about that. I noticed this for the first time the other day, and I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to find this thing. Who has heard of Ideal Conceal? Ideal Conceal is a company that they've designed a two-shot 380 pistol, and when it actually opens up to become a pistol, and when it's closed, it looks like a smartphone. Now, this is a feature that makes some cops nervous. Ideal Conceal is a Minnesota startup, and they've developed this two-shot pistol that is a palm-sized square. It can be slipped into a back pocket or displayed openly in a coffee shop, and no one is the wiser. Nobody has ever built a gun that was designed not to be carried in a holster of some sort until Ideal Conceal. This is a gun you can conceal in plain view. The company website says ingeniously designed to resemble a smartphone, yet with one click of the safety, it opens and is ready to fire. Smartphones are everywhere, so your new pistol will easily blend in with today's environment. In its locked position, it will be virtually undetectable because it hides in plain sight. It's going to have a $395 price point, and it's supposed to be available mid this year. Developer Kirk Gelberg said he's already received 2,500 emails from people who want to buy one. He has a concealed carry permit and said he got the idea when he was walking through a restaurant and saw a boy with his pistol. Little kid says, "Mommy, mommy, that man's got a gun." So the whole restaurant looks at you like you're about to shoot the place up. He was telling this to CNN Money. So I thought to myself, there's got to be another way to carry without bothering other people. This gun is a 380. It's a 380 caliber Derringer. It has two rounds loaded into two barrels. It is basically, like the old Derringer of past times, but it looks like a smartphone. Gelberg said the gun cannot be fired while in the closed position. According to the NRA Museum Director Jim Supica, the Ideal Conceal is not the first folding pistol, nor is it the first pistol to be shaped like a box. North American Arms already makes a small folding revolver that can be easily concealed. Then there's the Taurus Curve, which is shaped like a box with rounded edges. But the main difference, according to Supica, is that the guns from North American Arms and Taurus still look like guns, while the gun from Ideal Conceal is arguably designed not to look like a gun when folded. That's the part that doesn't sit well with police officers. Bill Johnson, executive director and general counsel for the National Association of Police Organizations, said in general the concept of any kind of weapon that's disguised so that it's not apparent that it's a weapon would be cause for concern. Even if it's in plain sight, the ideal conceal might actually require a concealed carry permit, but that would depend on state and local laws, which vary widely. Thanks to all the state rights stuff. Jailberg, an entrepreneur who owns Microwave Utilities, a company that thaws out frozen ground to access underground utilities, said he might eventually develop guns in different calibers. He also plans to introduce a semi-auto version of Ideal Conceal in 2018. For these people that are looking for the ultimate small gun to conceal, I could see where this would be fine. The problem with it is it's a Derringer. And it's a 380 Derringer. What's the name of that company that makes the gigantic Derringers? I'm not a big Derringer fan. I don't like the idea of pulling the trigger and being empty. Pull the trigger one time, both barrels fly, and I'm empty. I don't like that at all. Don't like that idea. I don't remember the name of that company. Novel approach. Maybe they could take and make an iPad-sized submachine gun, huh? Or maybe a laptop-sized crew-served weapon. This is me just thinking out loud, of course. The design is interesting. It's an interesting piece of work. And I'm not going to get out there and say it's ingenious, but dude was thinking. He was thinking. And if he ever comes to market, that's the thing about this. Nobody's actually seen one of these guns yet. Nobody's held one of these guns yet. Still just a concept. We'll be right back.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Last time on the firing line. From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. One of the things that we're not seeing right now is the Senate going after Judge Merrick Garland for his Second Amendment stance. This is a disqualifier for him. He should not be considered for the nation's highest court. Gun Owners of America has come out with their statements. NRA has come out with their statements. A lot of people are coming out citing the, you know, looking at left-wing views that include opposing Second Amendment rights. Eric Pratt says of Garland, this is no moderate. This is no consensus candidate. He's way out of step with average Americans. Pratt points out the reliably liberal New York Times describes Garland as liberal, including it this graph. Well, I don't have the graphics, so we're not even going to worry about it. The other pro-Second Amendment organizations have noted that Garland was involved in the Supreme Court case that overturned the controversial gun ban in Washington, D.C. This was the Heller case. And it angered a whole bunch of liberals because it found a fundamental right via the Second Amendment to firearm ownership for self-defense. At the time, firearms were banned in homes in D.C. Garland wanted to rehear the case after the gun ban was struck down, which critics suggest showed he intended to vote to uphold the ban. Congress has got to hold the line. J. Christian Adams of DOJ voter intimidation fame says voters need to understand Obama would never appoint anyone other than a reliable left-wing ideologue. Garland is not a moderate. He has voted on some extremely left-wing issues. The president would not have nominated him if he was a moderate. The president only nominates people who are reliably far left, and Garland fits that description. On the Second Amendment, for example, he is terrible. So... Maybe if, you know, if this doesn't give you pause, if President Hillary Clinton is inaugurated, maybe the president will withdraw the nomination and let Hillary and her new Congress, where they're saying in the news that the Democrats are likely to pick up a seat or two, decide on who the next Supreme Court justice will be. We'll see. Now, I'm being asked a question in the chat room about Trump. And with all due respect, I do not think that Trump was created by the... I think what's happening with Trump is a result of the fact that within the GOP, within the Republican faithful, the conservatives and everybody else, they have been lied to and betrayed. And along comes Trump saying, I want a wall. I want to deport these people. I want to do this. I want to, no more Syrians. And, he's saying all these things. Now, he's doing plenty of other things that, quite honestly, it's like watching him snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. I swear to God. But there's a few things about him that are good, and there's a few things about him that are just, you know, just insanely scary. So, but then again, who we got left? Kasich has voted to get along with the Democrats more times than not. So, for me, as a Republican running for president, he comes nowhere near my vote. Cruz, a lot of people don't like Cruz, and that really is a mystery to me. Because he doesn't get along with anybody in the Senate. Lindsey Graham was out there talking about having him murdered, and nobody would notice. So, Cruz, it's got to be something good about Cruz if Lindsey Graham wants him killed. But now Lindsey Graham's out there. Lindsey Graham is so anti-Trump that he's willing to go for Cruz. You had Romney the other day get out there and talk about, and he's actually filed paperwork for Romney for president 2016. Now, the whole part about what's going on with Trump right now is this. There's a bunch of guys in the Republican Party that even though Trump is getting votes from people, he's winning popular votes and he's winning delegates, they want to snatch it from him. And that's not the way a republic works. We don't have rulers. And, you know, with all due respect, Trump is going to be better than Clinton or Sanders. Yeah, there's people that are saying that you've listened to me more than once, haven't you, caller Cankles? Here we have somebody saying they would rather vote for Cankles because she's more stable. Do we need what? You know, we've had all of these politicians up to this point. Since Clinton, we've had a certain kind of guy as president. And do we need to have that kind of person, or, you know, male or female, do we need to have this professional politician president going forward? Because we have had plenty of them, and we're $19 trillion in debt. Do we care about the children and the grandchildren? I care about my children and grandchildren. I do not want to leave them in this. So, I don't know what to tell you. I sit back sometimes and it just makes me sad. It makes me sad to see us get so divided when we're all really ideologically fairly well aligned. And then we get all of these things happening in the internet is so much information out there and it's so many things thrown at people for them to take on and everything. And if somebody puts out an internet meme, well, the other day Trump voted to fund Hillary Clinton so that she could be the all-master being of time, space, and dimension back in 2008. Trump was in business. Every businessman out there hedges. Do I like it? No. Not at all. This is a lack of conviction on their part. However, they are planning. They plan for all eventualities, which in my formerly military mind, I sort of understand that. Trump is Trump. Should be. The guy I wanted to see run didn't run. All of the other heroes couldn't make it. Nobody wanted to vote for them. Nobody wanted Rand Paul. Nobody wanted Rubio. Nobody wanted Carly Fiorina or Ben Carson. Nobody wanted them. Nobody wanted Perry. Nobody wanted Gilmore. All these guys that have... Nobody wanted Pataki. Because these are all, you know, except for Fiorina and Carson, these are all pro-politicians. And we don't need pro-politicians anymore. Definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting some different result to come out of it the next time. This is the same premise by which gun control is foisted upon us all the time. Just one more law. Oh, he split. See, that's the thing. The person that asked that question apparently didn't like what I was saying. So he's gone now. So, not in the fight. Or ran from the fight. Or doesn't want to discuss the fight. And that's the big, you know, that divides us. We should find a way to get past that, really. Tomorrow it's going to be the World According to Second Call Defense. And I'm supposed to have somebody else, and I can't remember who it is. And gosh, I can't help myself with that one. It'll come to me later. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.